But just on Sarah Hanson-Young, yet another Green. I mean, we've now got this Green Mayor of Darebin. She's a dingbat. Sarah Hanson-Young's a dingbat. And the Greens seem to have a copyright on varying degrees of dingbats within the Greens' parliament or local government. Shane Rattenbury from the ACT, he's another coalition dingbat because he's part of a Labor-Greens coalition down there. Yes, Shane, I know you were upset last time I called you names and you said it was like a schoolboy. Well, here I go again. You're also a dingbat, Shane Rattenbury. And every Green that I can come across, with a few notable exceptions, are dingbats. Absolute dingbats. Now, the former president of the Australian Federation of Islamic Councils, Hasset Sali, said yesterday he agreed with Senator Pauline Hanson that burqas should be banned. He said they're cultural. It's nothing to do with our religion. It's cultural. And women need to be freed of this abomination. But she went a bit further, Sarah Hanson-Young, yesterday. She's refusing now to back down over her outlandish claim that the next terror attack in Australia would be on Pauline Hanson's head. The unrepentant South Australian yesterday told the One Nation leader any new bloodshed, she did this on Channel 7, would be her fault after Miss Hanson's bizarre burqa stunt in Parliament last week. You're doing ISIS's work for them. It's extremely dangerous. You're putting the entire country at risk. The next attack in Australia will be on your head, Pauline. She's as mad as a meat axe, as silly as a cut snake. And what I'll do, with your permission, is illustrate through a number of things this morning how cuckoo she is. We'll revisit some of the things that she's done over the years, and that's documented today in the Telegraph as well. We go back to 2014, and there's a song about this by the Robertson Brothers. She appears to confuse the fictional Sea Patrol TV show starring Lisa McCoon with a reality TV show about border security during a Senate hearing. We've got the audio of that. Of course, in between that, in 2015... she claimed almost $1 million on travel entitlements in just 7 years as she went around the globe not looking at her carbon footprint, which would have been large. Of course, she then in November of the same year sparked outrage by comparing the government's asylum seeker policy to the treatment of child sex abuse victims by the church. The secrecy has spread a culture that festers away, very similar, I must say, to the experience that we've seen in relation to child abuse in religious institutions. You silly, silly woman. Then, of course, in May last year, she had that radio interview, I think in South Australia, where she tried to explain the party superannuation policy and how it works. Obviously, she knew nothing about that. She charges taxpayers last year $2,400 to travel to the Splendor in the Grass Festival in Byron Bay on electoral business. And then last year again, taxpayers forked out $3,500 for her to take her little girl on a whale-watching trip in the Great Australian Bight. She defended the jaunt where she got stuck into the oysters and several other delicacies, suggesting she was simply doing her job. Well, the best service she could do in relation to her job is to nick off permanently. Well, she's done it again, Sarah Hanson-Young, in Parliament. I mentioned much earlier in the program one of my listeners got this off Hansard. So we've gone for the audio, and this is Sarah Hanson-Young talking about Pauline Hanson.
Will the government rule out any further negotiations with One Nation, as Senator Hanson-Young has clearly identified she wants cuts to the ABC?
No. You're Sarah Hanson-Young. She's Pauline Hanson. She's over there with red hair and sometimes a burqa. You're over here in a cannabis frock with no stockings on.
Will the government rule out any further negotiations with One Nation, as Senator Hanson-Young has clearly identified she wants cuts to the ABC?
God, how did 4% of the electorate vote for this dolt?